you may want to buy a home. You may want to sell your home. But no matter what, you have questions.
How much are closing costs?
What's a WDO?
Can I talk to the appraiser?
How long does it take
for a realtor?
Do I need a pre-approval before we start?
How do I file for
the wind mitigation?
How do I pick a realtor?
Time to sell my house.
Your questions have answers. This is the Talking All Things Real Estate Podcast with your host, Dora, the Real Estate Explorer.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dora Seiler with Prestige Property Shop, otherwise known as Dora the Real Estate Explorer. And today we are talking rising. Thank you for that. I have an audience of one. Today we're going to talk about rising interest rates. And I have a special guest, one of my longtime mortgage lenders that I've known for over 20 years, who I trust.
You're dating yourself now.
Well, you know, that's how far back we go. But I'm going to introduce in a few minutes Mike Trevelli with Fidelity Mortgage Services, who's right here in Longwood. But just to kind of recap what's happening in the market, last year, my buyers were somewhere right around 3% interest rates. And now what we're seeing is closer to 5%. And the prices have not gone down. In fact, they've gone up a little bit. We're still in a low inventory environment. So, you know, the question that most of my buyers are having is, you know, if we were qualified at 400, now our interest rate is so much higher. Now what's that equate to? And Mike's going to break it down to the ridiculous for us.
Yeah, and actually, you know, there's I did a case study on this, that if you didn't pull the trigger in December, and let's say you wanted a $300,000 mortgage, and of course Mike's the pro, he will really be verify this, but if you didn't pull the trigger in December for a $300,000 mortgage, and you pulled the trigger, you know, within the last week or so, you'd be paying $440 more per month.
And that's huge.
Just on interest rate.
Yeah, that's huge.
Not including
huge.
Probably the property appreciated a little bit during that time frame.
And most of my buyers, that's going to knock them out of that price point. But just to tell you what's kind of happening in Central Florida, we're still hovering right around a one-month inventory. Sales were actually down 7% for the month of April. And really the reason for that is, we have buyers, but we can't get them under contract. So there's just not enough deals out there. And in my opinion, sellers have gotten really extremely greedy and don't want to do repairs, don't want to allow you to do an inspection.
But that's okay when you represent the seller, right?
Well, I think it's bad human behavior, honestly. It's just bad business. I want to be fair to both sides. Of course, I want my seller to get the highest price, but at the same time, being fair to the other side. So anyway, without further ado, I want to introduce Mike Trevelli. As I said, I've known him for over 20 years. He does actually our personal loans.
Yes, he does. The only person I trust with my personal information.
Because he's quite the expert at people who have
self-employed
income as I do and as you do sometimes. So we, you know, we trust him and he's quite the expert with that. And he's in Longwood. And without further ado, Mike Trevelli, say hello.
Hey, Dora.
Hey.
How you doing?
Thanks for being on my podcast. Today, I'm talking rising interest rates, which, you know, every day you turn on the news, it's inflation, it's rising interest rates, it's inventory shortage.
So you're bumming me out. All the bad
Debbie
news.
Debbie Downer. I know. So, Mike, what to do? This is what I wake up and ask myself every day. What to do? What can I do to think outside the box? And, you know, the reason why I wanted to have you on the show is because I'm starting to see adjustable rate mortgage programs come back through my email, and I want to get your opinion on that.
And you know, Mike, just that's a great point, because I saw last week that AR ARMs are at a 13-year high. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. If you look at it in a relatively, it's high, but it still represents a very, very small portion of the market. Going into the adjustable rate mortgages, that's what we call ARMs, adjustable rate mortgages. The traditional one-year adjustable rate mortgage really no longer exists. What we do have now is called hybrid ARMs, and that's a three-year fixed rate, and after 3 years, it transforms into an adjustable rate mortgage. It's tied to an indice, which I'm not going to get into too much detail, but it's tied to usually like a T-bill or something like that. There's a three-year fixed, there's a five-year fixed, and then there's a seven-year fixed.
So in your opinion, though, what do you think the interest rates are going to look like in 3 years? I know nobody knows. We don't have the crystal ball. But in your opinion, is that something that you would advise a client to do?
Well, that's a good question, because the buzz now is let's start looking at adjustable rate loans. Historically, and I'm saying historically before 2008, an adjustable rate mortgage was priced 1% lower than the 30-year fixed rate. Right now, the 30-year fixed rate and the 7-1 ARM rate is only a 0.25% difference.
Oh, wow.
So I have a lot of customers calling me and saying, hey, I've heard about this. When we discuss, you know, what savings are versus the risk, most of them are still opting for a 30-year fixed because the spread, meaning between the fixed rate and the adjustable, is so small. Now, as interest rates continue to rise, there's going to be the 7-year, the 5-year, and the 3-year, they're going to be lower than the 30-year fixed. And the reason is there's when you calculate an adjustable rate mortgage, there's an indice, there's a amount that is charged, and then there is also a margin, which is profit. So when interest rates are super low, it's the adjustable rates are very similar to the fixed rate.
Okay. So break it down. One of the things I wanted you to do today is break it down to the ridiculous. You know, last year, most of my clients were getting somewhere around 3% loans. Now I'm seeing 5% come across in their closing documents. But break it down to the ridiculous. For a $400,000 buyer, the difference in the interest rate, let's say going up 1%, by the time you qualify them, maybe to the time I can find them a house and we actually go under contract. Explain what the difference would be from 5% to 6%.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but, you know, rates are probably closer to 6% than they are to 5%.
Okay.
The 30-year fixed rate today was 5.75%. So looking at something like that, 5.75 on a $400,000 purchase, let's just assume we're putting 5% down. You're going to look at a principal interest payment of $2,217. So if I take that to 6.75%,
ouch,
then that's going to go to $3,276.
So $1,000?
The difference is $1,000.
And now, breaking the one thing is that when you look at the 5.75 interest rate, based on history, Michael, that's basically where interest rates have probably averaged over the life of mortgages. I mean, we've just been spoiled over the last 10 years, right?
Yes, that is correct. Interest rates were bottomed out at about 2.5% middle of last year. And they, like you said, up until December, rates were hovering 3% or less. But historically, if I told you a 5.5% interest rate, that would be considered a good rate other than the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay. All right. So we can't do anything about controlling the interest rate, you and I, unfortunately. So other than that, what are some do's and don'ts that you want to let my first-time home buyers know that they should or shouldn't do? You know, while once you approve them, what's do's and don'ts?
Well, the first thing is a lot of my clients, I always get them a pre-approval. I tell people, I said, to get a pre-qualified means I'm going to pull your credit and you tell me your income and then you go out and buy a house. You should always get pre-approved, meaning let the lender see your income and your assets documents.
This is why you're so good at your job.
Yeah, thank you.
This is why I use you.
It's so competitive out there that when you finally do get under contract, the last thing you want to do is worry about, hey, I don't qualify for this home. because of, you know, COVID last year. I was out of work for 6 months. So I always recommend get pre-approved before you do anything.
Absolutely.
And then also, at all costs, avoid any large purchases before looking to buy a house.
Michael, how many times do you see that? I mean, I know you tell your clients probably, hey, don't go out and buy a car. Don't go put a big purchase on a credit card. Furniture. And these idiots go out and do this not thinking. I'm sure it happens all the time.
It happens, but what you'll see is they'll do a debt consolidation loan. And they'll say, well, I wanted to get the payments lower so that I could manage my money. And yes, that would be a great thing. But every time you go to a company or several companies to look at doing a consolidation loan, they're pulling your credit. And at a credit inquiry, it could affect your score 10 to 15 points a pull. So it's not, you know, the whole saying about buying a car, sure, that affects it. But some of the clients, they're trying to do the right thing. So that's why I explained to them is get pre-approved first. We'll explain to you what the do's and don'ts are when buying a house.
Okay, perfect. So, I had a thought. Back to, if we can't control the interest rates, how would a buyer possibly manage the payment? Discount points are something that we really have not had to utilize that strategy in the last 5 years, but we used to all the time. Explain to my audience what buying down the rate and using a discount point actually means.
Buying down the rate means that you're going to pay more money at closing for a lower monthly payment for the next 30 years. In some cases, it's I need to stay within a budget, and therefore I need to buy this loan down to 5.5% or 5.25% to keep my payment under $2,000. In other cases, I as a lender say, you need to buy this interest rate down in order to qualify for this $300,000 or $400,000 house.
So in your opinion, a good strategy?
It really depends on every individual case.
Okay.
If you're a first-time home buyer and instead of spending $3,000 buying down points, you can pay off a credit card at 18%, I'm going to say pay off the credit card at 18%. I'm going to be lending you money at 5.5%.
Gotcha.
So, Michael, if somebody says they're going to buy down a point, is that equate to 1% of the loan amount? So if it's a $400,000 loan, is that $4,000 that have to come to the table?
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
So okay, a point is 1%.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Well, back in the day, we used to be able to ask sellers for closing costs that would contribute to the buyer's out-of-pocket expenses at closing, some of which could be used to buy down the rate, but now they're not giving you anything, and we're so that would be a complete out-of-pocket cost for the buyer.
Well, but Michael, so when do you tell somebody, because I'm sure there's whether it's an ARM strategy or a buying the points down, sometimes you'll say, listen, we can do this, but you have to plan on living in this house for a period of time. I mean, I think that's probably important. If somebody says, well, this is just a landing pad for me for a couple of years, I want to do this. Or, hey, this is our house for the next 10 years. So what strategy works for what type of buyer?
A 1% buy down to recover that money over a period of time is about 5 years.
Okay.
So you pay 1% point will usually lower your interest rate by 0.25%. So, 55 months is the break even, as I say.
So that's 0.25% over a $400,000 loan. It's going to cost you $4,000 on closing. Everything after that 5.5 years is basically you're ahead of the game.
Correct.
Okay. The other thing that you and I were talking about a couple weeks ago, which I just want to mention, is I just did a couple of training classes on a program called Ribbon. And I want to explain to everybody what that is. Very basically, it's a company that's going to come in for, let's say I have a buyer that, you know, is $400,000 and they're conventional putting 5% down, or they're FHA, VA, which is almost impossible. But we're having trouble getting our offer accepted. Ribbon comes in. We actually use their contract. They run their own market analysis and make sure that our offer's in line. And my buyer's going to put down the escrow, but they're going to be on the hook for the house and purchase it cash, which oftentimes will help you win that deal. What I like about this is initially you had to go through their lender either right at closing or after they close on the house. That is no longer the case. So you and I were talking, Mike, that what's great about this is if I can win an offer using Ribbon as the cash buyer, you then can start the process of accumulating their docs and doing their loan. And oftentimes we can close right at the table with you as their lender, but we won the deal cash. They're going to be on the hook if my buyer walks. My buyer would pay an extra 1% fee. That's your understanding, right? That they're going to pay an extra 1% fee to Ribbon. So in this case of $400,000, they'd pay an extra $4,000, but we might get a better deal because we're presenting an offer that initially is cash.
I agree. It's a program has a lot of good merits, and you could say, well, the buyer now has to pay $4,000 more into the transaction. You know, they're not getting the offer accepted now, so if they do get an offer accepted, yes, they have to pay $4,000.
They have a chance now.
They have a chance. And Dora, what was the values? How much has the values risen in the last 12 months?
Well, I can just tell you, even I think I was listening to the NAR stats, and I think they were up 12% since last fall, which
sounds
is something
about right.
Crazy. That's crazy to me, but even like 5% maybe since December or something. I don't know. But the buyers are overpaying one way or another. We're either going over ask price. We are not getting any repairs done. So they're paying.
Exactly. That's a good point.
They're paying in some way. I would rather them pay an extra few thousand dollars, get a good property, use a lender that they've already got a relationship with, and you know, and then they just have to understand, yes, we paid an extra 1% to get this house, but we won the bid, and yeah. You know.
But in most cases, though, I think a lot of the buyers know they're paying up. They realize
they
this.
All know.
And I know
yes.
That you, and I know Michael, both you guys are really good at what you do, and you tell them, hey, you realize you're going to have to stay in this house for 5 to 7, 8 years because you are. I mean, look, we all know neighborhoods around us, and I know one neighborhood we used to live in back mm-hmm. in the day. I mean, you're seeing houses now there for over $500,000, which you never would have thought ever in the history of mankind right. A house could have gone for over $500,000 there, but you're seeing it.
Well, what I do and what I know you do, Mike, as well, is I do a buyer consult before I ever take someone out to show them property, and I go over a lot of this information, and I know I love it because you're kind of old school too, but you have somebody come sit in front of you and you explain things to them, and so I really love that about your office. Well, I just, Mike, tell everybody where you're located.
Yeah. Can I finish asking you one question?
Is yes.
We were talking about the Ribbon program. I break it down in number-wise, and I say, you told me that 12% in a year is $48,000. So you look at it and say, if a buyer doesn't buy a house or spends $4,000, that buyer's, you've made the borrower or buyer $44,000 by using that program. So that's why
point.
We signed up and did it as well, is, you know.
Michael, I look at it this way.
You're actually saving him money.
Michael, I look at it this way. I mean, you and I, if we did a hard money lend, I wouldn't want to do it for 1%.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they're
that's
doing true. It for 1%. That, to me, that's a deal.
Well, and if they wait, what are interest rates going to be in another 6 months?
Or prices.
Right. So that's the unknown as well. So, you know, yes, prices are high, but we're also in a rising interest rate environment. So they're going to, even if we have a soft landing, which I can kind of feel it already, where things are starting just to kind of settle just a little bit, interest rates are still going to be up. So it's the same difference. But anyway, okay, so tell everybody where you're located and how they can get a hold of you if they want a pre-approval, or they just even want to talk to you about, you know, what's involved and how much money they might need to purchase a house.
Okay, sure. The name of my company is Fidelity Mortgage Services. I'm located on 240 Crown Oak Center Drive. That's in Longwood, Florida, 32750. My number is 407-786-9500. I am a licensed originator, and I'm also the owner of the company.
And you're right across from Four Rivers.
Four Rivers. Everybody knows that. Four Rivers in Longwood, and you got a great space there. And Michael has done all of our loans, except for the very first one in our lives, which was a 9.5% bond money, by the way. So that was in 1987, so we paid 9.5%. So I know where rates have been, and, you know, rates could very well go there, but, you know, it's based on a 10-year treasury, which is over 3%, and that has doubled since the end of the year, by the way. The 10-year treasury is 1.5% at the end of the year, and now it's over 3%.
You're the financial guy.
Yep.
What does that mean to me?
Double interest. Michael, thank you.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it. I encourage everybody to use a local lender. I prefer it. It just, the transaction goes so much smoother. So I'm Dora Seiler with Prestige Property Shop. We were talking rising interest rates, and my special guest, Mike Trevelli with Fidelity Mortgage Services. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next time.